It's great to see all of you here. Turn to your neighbor, right? And, you know, whisper to them, tell them, this year is going to be different because, and then fill in the blanks. Okay, this year is going to be different because don't just cook up something, okay? You got to say with conviction what you believe in. Okay, yeah. Everybody heard something from your neighbor? Yeah? Okay. Now, you are accountable for what your neighbor has said, okay? Because you hear it, so you gotta be accountable for what, you know, your neighbor has said and shared. This, for us, as a church, this is the year of change. And, right from the beginning of the year, in fact, right from last year, you know, this is our one cycle already. We have, you know, done 7 years in this church. Actually, we celebrate our seventh anniversary in 3 weeks' time. Okay? So, when we began 7 years ago, or just slightly more than 7 years ago, when God put a vision in the heart, God gave us a 7 year plan. And that was amazing because, you know, we know ahead of time what those 7 years are already. So year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, six, 7 year of rest last year lah. Okay? And so I was praying, I was asking God, God, what is, and God showed us this very early, last year, next year, 2015, this year, year of change. That's right. And then I was praying, God, what's the cycle going to be like? Since the last cycle, God revealed 7 years in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or everything in one shot. You know, God said, this is how your first 7 years is going to be. And then, God said, next year, year of change. Then I asked, what about, you know, the other 6 more years there? What's the cycle going to be like? And so the reply is this, year of change. Meaning to say that it's not going to come. and he has not revealed to me what 2016 is going to be like yet. And that itself challenges us, I believe, because the year of change is something that God's going to take us step by step by step. I've been asking last year, God give us, you know, show us a picture what the next cycle is going to be like. And he said, next year, year of change. Full stop. Never say anything else. So I don't know what the next cycle is going to be like for us as a church. You know, what's our vision, not what's our vision, what's our theme and where we are heading. But the Lord reminded me that we need to focus now because on this year, because there are certain things that God wants to do for us in the year of change. Many people I mentioned at our watch night, many people are scared of change. Yeah. We say, hey, you know, are you ready for change? We ask this question, are you ready for change? And the answer is this, depends on what that change is. Generally, people will say this. You ask anybody, are you ready for change? Depends. Depends on what needs to be changed. Right? Maybe there's a small handful of people who say, yeah, I'm ready. Whatever the change is, come, bring it on, man. But a lot of times when we really think about it, whatever the change, bring it on. We don't really mean it. For most of us, we want to know what the change is going to be like first, before we choose to embrace it. Yeah? Today I want to say this. Whatever that change is, we need to hold on. We need to focus on not the change, but the one who is going to bring forth change in our lives. The one who is going to bring forth change in our lives, God Himself, is good. And the Bible tells us that He loves us. The Bible tells us that He has the best in store for us. No good thing will God withhold from us, those who love Him. And so, we must begin the year not, okay, and please hear this right, not focusing on the change that is to come, first of all, but focus on God, the one who wants to work change in our lives. Amen? And so I go back again and ask this question, are we ready for change? In other words, we need to ask ourselves the question, are we ready to encounter the one, God, who is going to orchestrate change in our lives? Are we ready for that? As I thought about this year, as we enter this year, the Lord brought to mind two things. And He said that change needs to begin with two things. I shared this at the Watch Night service very briefly, but I just want to re-emphasize that again this Sunday, because God wants to do something in our lives beginning with these two things. And Termin mentioned one of it earlier on. Number one, there needs two A's. Number one, there needs to be an attitude change. Change must begin from the heart. Change must begin from inside and letting it come out. Turn with me to Philippians. Chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5 says this, your attitude. And that's the first thing we want to focus on. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. So when we talk about a change of attitude, how should it be? The Bible tells us that it should be the same. In other words, the Bible teaches us that there is only one comparison, and that is Jesus Christ. And we need to compare ourselves to Christ and says that our attitude, how can my attitude this year in the year of change be the same as that of Jesus Christ? And Paul goes on to say in verse 6, who being the very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Two things stand out here. Number one, humility. Christ, who is God, did not consider equality with God something. He's not like, ooh, I'm God, you know. He humbled himself, being found in the appearance as a created being, man. And it also says, secondly, that he became obedient to death. Two things stand out right here in this passage, and that is, if we want to begin to be, to have the attitude like or the same as Christ, we need, number one, humility. Number two, we need to have obedience. Humility and obedience. The Bible, Jesus, talks about being a servant much, much more than being a leader. And he gives us the picture that we need to be servants, first of all. As he has said that he came not to be served, right? He came to serve and not to be served. And so we need to come before the Lord as we enter a new year, saying, God, how can my attitude be transformed? How can my attitude be changed to be the same as yours? Philippians chapter 2 alone gives us two things that we need to work on. I believe that these two things are things that all of us need to constantly look at our lives and consider, hey, am I walking, speaking, thinking, doing things in humility? Is my attitude the same as that of Christ? Am I being obedient to the Lord? And the Bible tells us that he was obedient even unto death. He was obedient to death, death on the cross. And we need to search deep and ask ourselves, Lord, as we enter into a year of change, a change on the outside can happen, but it's not going to matter much if there's no change on the inside. Because that's the thing that matters. Humility. And are we ready to say, God, I will follow you all the way? You know, many times we can be obedient in the big and quote-unquote glamorous things. If God calls us to do something big, and God challenges us to do something big, you know, go and preach to the nations, or, you know, go and be a missionary out in the middle of the jungle, and, you know, forgo all your luxuries. Whoa, big stuff. Big challenges, God, great sacrifices. And it's easy, for some of us to say, wow, this is a big thing. I'm willing to die. Obey God all the way. But you know, if you put those two things together, humility and obedience, you know what's going to hit us? When we are obedient in the little things, because the little things are the ones that cause us to be humble. The big things cause us to be proud. And more often than not, God wants us to be obedient, first of all, in the little things. Because humility and obedience changes our attitude and our perspective and our view of things. And so what are the little things? Let's start off this year by asking ourselves, what are the little things that perhaps need a change of attitude? What are the little things in our life? Things that doesn't seem important, but matters to God. That God has been bugging us and, you know, speaking to us, and we are just, okay. And then it becomes a cycle every year. Those are the things that I believe that God wants us, first of all, to have a change perspective in our attitude. When we talk about attitude, a transformation of an attitude, it can only come when there is a transformation of a heart. You remember King David, okay? Most of us know that story. You know, one day, instead of going to war, he's up on his rooftop and, you know, he's looking around, and then, you know, lustful thoughts come into him, and he acted upon that. And long story short, God sent a prophet to confront him, address the issue, and he came before the Lord and he confessed. You know, God dealt with him. And then we see in Psalm 51, he writes this psalm and he says, create in me. Let something change. Create in me a pure heart. Verse 10. Create in me a pure heart. That is what I need. Create in me what's inside, a steadfast spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me, inside of me. Attitude needs to come from the inside out. David was a king. It doesn't matter if you are a king. And we are, all of us, kings and queens, in our own right, somewhere, somehow. Okay, you may not be ruling a nation, but, you know, you go back home, and you're like, I'm the king of this room. And you do anything you want with your room, right? Oh yeah. And there's certain things that is mine. I decide I am king. And I tell you what, it doesn't matter what you're king of. It doesn't matter what you have right now. You know, it could be physical stuff. It could be, you know, your skills. It could be your authority and your influence. Doesn't matter if you are king. David was a king. God still wants to deal with his heart. And he came to a point whereby he said, create in me. Because this heart is sinful. It's not pure at all. This heart needs to be corrected, because this heart doesn't have the right attitude towards how I govern. It doesn't have the right attitude towards my fellow soldiers and, you know, everyone in the community. It's messed up. And David said, create in me, God, a clean heart, a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me. And perhaps in the year of change, as we enter the year of change, there needs to be certain breaking, and I really mean breaking, of certain attitudes. Laying down how we see things, break it. Laying down certain things that we possess and seeing things, taking on how God sees things, to have what we constantly say, a heart for God. And David was called a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he has come to a point whereby he could break. He could come before God and say, God, this is what needs to happen. I need a pure heart. I need to break that heart of mine because it's lousy and crappy attitudes. That needs to be broken. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Only when we are broken can we have a changed heart. Only when we have a changed attitude can we have a changed year. This is the year of change for us as a church. And I believe that what God is saying, first of all, is this. We need changed attitudes. You and I, each one of us. Internal change needs to happen before there is external change. You know, a lot of times when we talk about change, the first thing that comes to mind is what's outside. When we ask the question, what do you want change in your life? Oh, I want to change my wardrobe. I want to change my appearance. I want to change the car that I drive. Those of you who cannot drive, I want to change, you know, the phone that I carry, the guitar that I have. External stuff. The clothes that I wear. And every time we think about change, what do you want change? A lot of times we are very quick to say, yeah, this needs to be changed. That which is external, the community needs to be changed. But unless change happens internally, we will not experience external change. So, firstly, there needs to be a change in attitude. Secondly, I believe that there will come a change in authority. There will come a change in authority, and we need to be able to be ready for that in this coming year. I believe that God wants to work with our attitudes first of all, and then give us and cause change to come in the area of authority. Let's look at Psalm 51. You know, we talked about this and David. And it says here in verse 10. 51 and verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Here we see David coming broken before the Lord and say, I need an attitude change. Things need to change from the inside. And then in verse 13, and this is what I want us to take note of. Verse 13 says, then, it is only then that David can say, then I will teach transgressors your ways. Then I will teach. And here we see that David acknowledges when there is a change of attitude, when he is come and is when he is broken before the Lord, he comes before the Lord broken, then something happens. There is a level of authority that is imparted. Then I will teach. I'm able to impart. Then this is what will happen. We have talked a lot last year about keys. You know, we we talked about God saying that He will give us, right, the keys of the kingdom. Okay, we did a study on that passage in Matthew chapter 16:19, right, where Jesus told Peter, all right, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We talked about Isaiah 22:22 as well, that God will give us the keys. And whatever that we open, no one can shut. Whatever He shuts, no one can open. That authority, I believe, God still wants to give to us. And that is something, if we are not there already, or God will continue to enlarge. If we are there, God will continue to enlarge that authority, that position that He is giving us. But it needs to begin from a heart that is broken, a changed attitude. Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. And then verse 9 says this, therefore God exalted Him. Once again, we see a same picture given, that when David was broken before the Lord, God said, this is what will happen. Then I will teach. And here, Jesus, when He was humble and obedient, and it was because of that, God exalted Him. Therefore, God exalted Him. It is because, firstly, Christ was humble and obedient. Therefore, I believe for many of us this year, there will be many therefores. There will be many, then I will teach. And that's what God wants to do with us. He wants to take us to the point of therefore. He wants us to be right there, knowing that because of what has happened in our hearts, because of a changed attitude, God has brought us to that position of therefore. And it is, secondly, therefore, God. It is not something that we do by ourselves, but it is God who exalts. He is the one who gives us that position of authority. He is the one who says, because I see that changed attitude, I'm going to extend. I'm going to enlarge. I'm going to give you more responsibility. I'm going to give you more authority. God is the one. Not because we are clever, not because we are smart, but we are there. The therefore comes because of who He is. Therefore, God. And it says, therefore God exalted. Authority always comes with responsibility. God does not just put us up so that, you know, our head gets big and, you know, but when God establishes a greater purpose in us, it comes with greater responsibility. And so, I want to challenge us to begin this year by working on two things. Attitude and authority. When I talk about attitude, it means that certain things need to break. Humility and obedience need to come in all the way. Not what we want, but what He wants. Not how we see things, but how He sees things. Not what or how we do things, but how He does things. And we need to come and say, Lord, teach me to be a man after Your heart. And we can only go after God's heart when our heart is changed. Our attitudes are transformed. And the second challenge is then to be able to come to that position, to that therefore position, to that then position, and acknowledge that we need to move on from here to greater responsibility, because that's the desire of God for us. You know, the amazing thing about God is He doesn't just deal with our heart and leave us there. He doesn't just say, okay, you know, this needs to happen with you. All right, you need to repent from this. You need to, you know, repent from that. Work at your heart. And then stop. Because God takes us to the then and the therefore. God takes us to greater authority and greater responsibility. And you know, if we are honest with ourselves, sometimes we don't want that. Even if you read the Bible, many times people say, ah, let someone else do it. You know, let these other guys do it. And we are picky. Maybe because we don't have a transformed heart or we don't have the right attitude. We are picky about that one, let someone else do. This one, okay, I do. Can do, you know. Something else, let somebody else do. But God takes us to that position and says, hey, this is yours now. He knows best, right? It is He, then, therefore, He exalts. It is He who brought us to that position and said, this is yours now. You know, sometimes we can miss that position of authority simply because we go back. We let God deal with us, we deal with the heart, and then God says, okay, dealt with, therefore. And then we look at God and say, don't really want this. What has happened? Heart problem again, lah. And then we go back one cycle, and we never get out of that place because of that crappy heart, crappy attitude. We never go to the then and the therefore. God deals with us and He wants to take us to the therefore. And then we look at the situation and we say, God, no one. The moment we say that, God says, go deal with your heart. And He brings us back to this position again. And, oh, God. And then He takes us to the therefore. Maybe it's a new one. Maybe it's a different one. It says, okay, I want to deal with this now. And then we go back and forth again. This year, let our lives not go back and forth, but let our lives move forward. Forward from an attitude that is transformed to taking responsibility in the authority that God has given to us. And as we take responsibility in the authority that God has given to us, He will constantly deal with our heart again. And from there, take us to the next level. And my prayer is for each one of us, as we enter into the year of change, there will be many dens and many therefores. Because God is working deeply in our hearts. Let's bow our heads in prayer right now. And as we bow our heads in prayer, I'd like us to think about these two things. Number one, to allow God to break us, and that we have a changed attitude. We have a changed attitude towards the things that God is putting His finger on. And a lot of times those things are things that we don't like God to touch. And He's putting His finger there and say, how about this? He's taking a highlighter and highlighting certain areas in our life and says, you know, this needs to be highlighted. You got to see this from my perspective. God, would you break us that we can have a change attitude? We want to embrace this year, Lord, the year of change, by first of all, learning how to have a change attitude. The second thing is that we remain humble. We remain checked as we exercise authority. We pray that whatever authority, and all of us have been given some form of authority in the sphere that we are in. You may think that it is small, but it is the small things, like I said, that matter to God first of all. And in the little things, may we be humble and say, God, teach me to exercise authority while maintaining humility and obedience. Teach me, O Lord, to do just that. Would you spend a few moments with the Lord right now? And ask the Lord, Lord, what are the little things that matter to you? What are the little things that matter to you, God? And Father God, as you reveal those things, may I be willing to have a changed attitude. Father God, we want to embrace this year of change, this new year. We want to see this new year in light of how you see things. Search my heart. Search our hearts, O God. Search our hearts, O God. As we come before you, Lord, and allow you to break, change, mold, shape us for this new year. We are excited, O God, because you love us. Because you have in store the best for us. And we want to give you the best. So we give you this year, Lord. We give you our hearts. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm a beautiful, precious in the oil. Some of my desires and the fullness of my joy. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. And you deserve. You heard every campaign. Lay your life for me, so I will live my life for you. you spilled your blood, I spilled my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat
for your glory.
This is first Sunday of the year, and I believe that this is what will set us for the coming year, for this year. Broken heart. God wants all of us, our attitudes, how we see things, to be aligned with His heart. And as He gives us authority, we need to serve Him in all humility. And so I'm not going to ask for us to come up. I believe that this is something that we all need to deal with. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you are a leader or not. Doesn't matter if you are young or old. It's something that God wants to deal with the heart. So as we sing this song again, I want you to feel free to, if you need to come up here, you want to be prayed for, just come. If you want to kneel down wherever you are, go ahead, do that. If you want to stand, go ahead, do that. You raise your hands, go ahead and do that. And just allow God to work in us as we step in and look forward to a new year. Amen. Thank you, God. Speak to us, Father, right now. We ask and we pray. As we give it to you.
Far more beautiful, more precious than the oil. Some of my desires and the fullness of my joy. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am.
What? your glory. Take me. Every heartbeat, every moment of my life, take me. Thank you, God. This is our prayer, Father God, that all that we are is surrendered to you. Take me. Every moment of our life, every heartbeat, oh Lord, remind us of what we just sang. Every heartbeat is given for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray your blessing upon your people this day. I pray, oh God, that you would continue to work in our lives. Continue to teach us, Lord, what it means to have a change attitude and a change authority. Teach us, Lord, what it means as we enter into the year of change. You are a God of change. You are the one who wants to, first of all, change our lives. And we are submitted to that, oh God. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. And we want to say, God, we are ready for this year, the year of change. Because we know who you are. And we trust in you. We trust in you, God. We thank you. Father, bless your people, I pray. Each and every one of us, bless your people. May you continue to reveal, to show, to work miracles in their lives. Bless your people. We thank you for every person that is here. We pray, oh God, that your work be established, your glory be shown. Right here in this place, as we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.